Former NYC Mayor Rudy Giuliani hospitalized in critical condition. Spokesman. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is hospitalized and in critical condition, according to his spokesperson. Mayor Rudy Giuliani is currently in the hospital, where he remains in critical but stable condition, Ted Goodman, Giuliani's spokesman, wrote in a post on X on May 3. Mayor Giuliani is a fighter who has faced every challenge in his life with unwavering strength, and he's fighting with that same level of strength as we speak. Goodman provided no other information about the nature of Giuliani's condition or the reason for his hospitalization. President Donald Trump commented on Truth Social after learning of Giuliani's hospitalization, while praising the former mayor for his work. Our fabulous Rudy Giuliani, a true warrior, and the best mayor in the history of New York City, by far, has been hospitalized and is in critical condition, Trump wrote. What a tragedy that he was treated so badly by the radical left lunatics, Democrats all. And he was right about everything. They cheated on the elections, fabricated hundreds of stories, did anything possible to destroy our nation. And now, look at Rudy. During his online show America's Mayor Live on May 1, hosted from Palm Beach, Florida, Giuliani was seen coughing at the beginning of the show. He later told viewers that his voice was a little under the weather and that he wouldn't be able to speak as loudly as normal. Former New York City Mayor Eric Adams posted on X wishing Giuliani a full recovery while recognizing his service to the city. Mayor at Rudy Giuliani devoted his life to the city, from his days as a federal prosecutor to leading New York through 9/11. He was there when we needed him most. I'm praying for Rudy and his family and hoping for a full recovery. We shared a cigar in Florida not too long ago. I'm saving one for when you're back home, my friend, Adams wrote. Giuliani, elected as New York City mayor in 1993, was lauded for his response to the September 11, 2001, attacks, when terrorists crashed planes into the World Trade Center's Twin Towers and killed thousands of people. He also served as Trump's attorney in efforts to investigate reports of irregularities during the 2020 presidential election. Giuliani lost his law license in 2024 after a state court found he made false claims about the election. Last year, Giuliani reached a deal with two former Georgia election workers who won a $148 million defamation judgment against him following comments he made after the 2020 election. In a January 2025 statement, Giuliani said the settlement satisfies the judgment against him, but does not involve an admission of liability or wrongdoing by any of the parties. This litigation has taken its toll on all parties. This whole episode was unfortunate. I and the plaintiffs have agreed not to ever talk about each other in any defamatory manner, and I urge others to do the same, he said.